Today is the first day of the Flower and Garden Festival in Epcot, and somebody I know sent me this video of people going into one of the shops buying like merchandise, and I was wondering like, why are they so excited about buying this merchandise? And he told me they buy the merchandise so they can resell it online for like triple the price, double the price. He said people went into the shops and bought merchandise this morning, and within hours it was on eBay for resale. So it's all about the resale. It's not because they want the merchandise for themselves so much. It's just to resell it online to make a profit. Which is, I mean, you do what you do, but I didn't know people got down like that, to be honest with you. And I didn't know that the stuff from the Flower and Garden Festival, I keep calling it Food and Wine, but the Flower and Garden Festival was so valuable. Like, damn, somebody really go pay that much for orange book bag with a bird on it? Guess to each his own, but daggone. People were going crazy for that stuff. Luckily, nobody that I saw in the videos that I saw were arguing or fighting or pushing and shoving to get the merchandise, but it just seems a lot for some Epcot Flower and Garden Festival merchandise. But I say this, man, good for them. If they can go in there and buy some merchandise and sell it online for like triple the price, people say, well, it's what they say, it's wrong and all this kind of stuff. I don't see it as wrong. Nobody's forcing you to buy it online. You know what I'm saying? The people that's buying the stuff on eBay, nobody's like, you know, forcing them to buy the stuff. So if they choose to pay that amount of money for something that's, you know, half that price or less than half that price, then that's their business. I wouldn't do it. Nah, I wouldn't do it. I can't say if I happened to be standing there, right? Which I probably wouldn't be. But if I happened to be around in Epcot and I saw everybody snatching up a certain item and it seemed like real popular, and I wonder, why is everybody getting this? Just for curiosity and whatever, I might snatch up one too. Just to see what's going on, you know what I mean? And if I found out that I could put this on eBay and sell it for triple the price, guess what? I'm putting it on eBay and selling it for triple the price. I don't care what people call it. They can call it egregious, outrageous, wrong. They can call it whatever they want to call it. It's my merchandise. I'ma do what I feel with it. But luckily, like I said, nobody was acting a fool about it. least that I saw. I heard somebody say that Disney World need to keep stuff like that behind the counter so it won't be so much of a mad dash to get stuff like that. And I agree, because if they don't, then it's going to be like that every year. So they better do something about it. I remember it was this other thing. It was a popcorn bucket or something. And I remember going to, I don't know where we were at in Disney World, but it was people lined up and they waited for, I'm talking about the line. It was the longest line I had seen in Disney World in a long time. Might have been the longest line I've ever seen, period. And it was all about buying this little popcorn bucket that was like a collector's item. And people were just buying it so they can resell it online. They were willing to wait for more than an hour to buy this actual bucket. And I'm sure if they had did this merchandise the same way they did that, it would have been the same kind of line. But instead, they just put it on the shelf and let people come in. It was a free-for-all. So, next year, I think they're going to have a line. You know what I'm saying? I think they're going to have a line about, it's going to be more organized, but it's going to be more of a hassle. You know what I mean? But that bucket thing, whatever that was that they were selling, I forgot what it was. I can't recall what it was, but whatever that was, man, if they had just put that stuff on the shelf and let people go to it, people would have been fighting about that. Because I'm telling you, man, that line was outrageous, too. And it wasn't, and since it was like a line to go into a shop, the line didn't curve or nothing. So the line was like straight. So, I mean, it stretched like way, way, way down the street. And I'm looking at these people like, really? Is it that important to get this little popcorn bucket? I guess it was, man. But I'm gonna put the video link to show you what I'm talking about. It's only a small video, but it showed just how, I guess, excited people was about getting this little book bag.